Most of the people I've interviewed this week I knew before coming to AirVenture this year. If I didn't know them, I knew about them. Not everyone. Some came to me by luck. On Friday, for example, one of the volunteers who makes EA Radio happen asked if I'd be interested in interviewing his grandfather. He gave me a little biography on a piece of paper. So I started reading it. The first words were, Gary Bipes, born July 28, 1942, was a Vietnam combat photographer from 1966 to 1967. That's as far as I got. I gave him the paper back. I said, let's get him scheduled. I've seen enough. Guy like that's got to be interesting. And Gary Bipes got himself scheduled. He's here with me now. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
That's great. I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah, Gary's from Hector, Minnesota. Not far from me. So it's another fellow Minnesotan down here on the last day of AirVenture. Your show's gone well?
Yes, I've had a great time volunteering and doing things and just being here with my grandson at the radio station. It's great.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, anybody who spent time as a combat photographer is bound to have an exciting life. That's some serious stuff, yeah. Being a combat photographer. Tell me about that.
Well, you're in we didn't have a rifle. We had a pistol because our weapon was our camera, and you were in the middle of the fighting. The news media came in after a while sometimes. They were never allowed with us, but you get scared. You get some scares, and I think most guys wanted to get wounded to get out right away, and if you weren't, I went through a lot of trauma, and because you get all these scares all the time, and I fell in a punji stick hole one time not paying attention and lost a camera, and I was more upset about that. I was crying, and they go, what? You didn't get hurt? I know. I lost the lieutenant's camera, salt water, and when you do that, it's gone. So, and we tripped a smoke grenade one time. We thought it was a booby trap. We were we would go into the houses after one, dismantle how we bombed out houses, and we'd collect little dishes, the photographer and I. We had two photographers together because we were with new people every time, and they didn't like us. We were like an ambulance crew going along, so they knew if there was a photographer, there was going to be some bad stuff, and there's mistakes made in military. And
so when they saw you showing up with the camera, they figured they were in for trouble.
They didn't like us. No. I was a loner, and I'm still kind of a loner. I go to the VA, but I don't do the group.
Yeah.
Because they would leave us behind if we didn't stick with we stuck with the radio man.
Yeah.
Because they did. We were like a bad omen. Like, don't come out here and film me when I'm getting shot.
Right.
I did one person getting wounded. We mistakenly got artillery dropped white phosphorus. They call it Willie Peter. They dropped white phosphorus on us by accident, and we're all running. And I took a picture of the guy. He jumped in water and was burning in his arm. And they said, you do another picture of that, you're going to be a KIA.
Mm-hmm.
And KIA means killed in action.
Yeah.
And so they said, no more. Because if you're out there with your buddy, you don't want to get him. You don't want me getting glory out of the film.
Yeah.
So I just did the action pictures and everything I could. I was well known in Army Times, Stars and Stripes, the New York Times, Chicago Times, and had a very good name for myself. I was very proud of it.
You're 24 years old. You're in Vietnam with a camera.
Yeah, and I was an old guy.
When there's folks that's true. Right?
I was married 3 years, and I was in an apprenticeship program with the Minnesota Department of Labor. We did the first apprenticeship program for photography because they wanted everyone to be qualified to be doing photography.
Right.
I got done with the photography program, and the county sent me a letter and said, we're going to be maybe drafting you. And I said, no, I'm 24. She said, you'll never get drafted.
And you were married.
We were married three years.
Yeah.
And I went through the little process, and I'm going, you guys are serious. Never said goodbye to my wife. And I said,
you're kidding.
I'm going in for a physical. And they got through everything, and they said, you're in the Army, you're in the Marines. And I go, only thing, they weren't ready for us. They were starting a new camp in Fort Riley, Kansas. And they said, we got 30 days. You guys go home for 30 days. And I went home to talk to my boss. I said, I'm in the Army. I said, wife, I'm drafted. We were just devastated by it. But it was a good life for me. I mean, I lived through it.
Yeah.
And you look back, it's good. I have a lot of photos that I have. I want to do a book. I have a lot of historic photos.
Yeah. When you're shooting with the camera in Vietnam, I mean, you don't have the luxury of, like, composing things.
Nope.
Or you're
nope.
just firing away, right?
And you got to remember, it's not just shooting.
Yeah.
The Life magazine guys can do that. They take tons and stuff of pictures.
Right.
When I took a picture, say I took a picture of you, Bob,
yeah.
I got to follow you in combat, and I got to find your first and last name,
right.
your hometown, and your U.S. number, because that caption has to be with the photo, right, or they don't use it, they throw it out. So every photo you took of a GI, you had to have his information. And I did one guy sitting, we kind of staged, he was in the water. I said, sit back in the water.
Yeah.
And he had his weapon on the dike, and I caught him after a while. And one thing, he said, don't ever do that again. He said, I got a girlfriend home, and he said, I got so many letters from girls that he said, my girlfriend's wondering what's going on. So, but that was the fun one. I toured with General Westmoreland, the four-star general, hospital tours. Went to Thailand to do the Thai troops, but they moved out before we got back. So I got to do the Thai troops, and then I got the opportunity to be with Life magazine. The colonel there said, I got an opportunity for you over in Thailand. I said, what's that? He said, we want you to go to Life magazine. They need a photographer. They lost one, and we think you'd be good for it. And I said, yeah, I'll do it. And I said, I get to go home. He said, no. I said, oh, wait a minute. I got a daughter 7 months old. I want to go home. He said, no. I said, I'm turning you down. I'm going to finish my tour. And I went back to South.
Back home?
When I got out, most guys got out early. Yeah. But being a photographer and I worked kind of with CIA things, I got shipped to South Carolina and did some undercover things in photography that
was that when you were working for the CIA?
Yeah.
Did I mention he worked for the CIA?
Yeah. Well, you can do it. Yeah. They just like say, and honestly, Bob, what you really got to worry about, when I was with the guy, we're going on a thing out there in South Carolina, and I said, what do you want a picture of? He said, I got to show this. You got to show this. I said, okay, I can do that. Well, what do you want that for? He said, I'm going to tell you, I'm not a captain. I'm in a uniform. He said, but you had security clearance. I'm just a CIA agent, but nobody better find out. So now you worry about the guys that are doing something wrong, and if something gets out that you blew it.
Yeah.
So you're really scared, kind of like, are they going to come after me? But it's interesting.
Did I read that you were nominated for the Bronze Star?
Yes. I was an old water skier, and we were out on a mission, and we had to go across a creek, and they had all the backpacks, and some of the guys couldn't swim, and they were scared to death. And I said to the captain leading our group, I said, you know what? I'm an old swimmer. I don't have a backpack. I'll put my camera down, and I'll help the guys across. I'll make sure they get across. So I helped them all across, and they were confident, and I got across, and the guy, and after a while, we had a guy wounded right away and lost the guy, and then I got back. I was doing a tour with a two-star general, and he said, Gary, stand over here. And I said, what? And he said, I got to tell you something. So I stood in line. He said, I have a medal for you. I said, a medal? What do you mean? He said, you were nominated for a Bronze Star for your heroic action by one of the captains out there, but they downgraded because photographers can't get awarded for that. And I said, sir, I said, can I get the promotion instead? You're not supposed to talk to a general. And I said, two-star general. I said, sir, can I have the promotion? He said, no, you get an Army commendation, Gary. I said, what am I going to do with that? It doesn't mean anything to me.
So, go ahead.
Yeah. So that was it.
Yeah. When did you get the aviation bug?
When I was 15 years old, I soloed when I was 15.
Up in Hector?
At Flying Cloud.
In Flying Cloud,
I couldn't solo because my dad had to sign it off. My dad said, we were at pheasant hunting time, and I said to my dad, I got to have you sign this paper. And he said, what paper? I said, I want to fly an airplane, but they won't let me enlist because I'm too young. I'm not 16. I'm 16, but you got to sign it. My aunt and uncles were there, and he said, don't worry, Donnie. He's not flying an airplane to Flying Cloud. I know that. So he signed it, and I went and sold it. So my dad, he said, you're on your own. You want to spend your money, you're going to have to spend your own money.
Trust me, this story gets better. He comes home, becomes a crop duster, involved in a helicopter accident. It was a helicopter crop dusting?
Yeah, I did crop dusting 24 years.
All right, we'll get to that in just a second. I'll be right back.
Okay.